but you have promised to go with us through that valley. And I just pray that Alice will be able to take a comfort to that. Father, I ask that her body will respond to that treatment, and the tumor will shrink so that the doctors will be able to operate. I know she's in a weakened state already because she hasn't been taking in nourishment for a while because of that tumor. But Father, we know that if it's your will that she comes through this, that it will happen. And we'll give you the honor and the glory for it. Father, I want to thank you for bringing Brian Hauser home from Poland. And I know he's been on a lot of tours in a lot of different places in the world with the Marines and as chaplain. And Father, I just want to thank you for this last time, bringing him home safe. And I just pray that the men that he ministered to while he's over there, that there will be fruit from his efforts. Father, we want to remember the youth that are in our church tonight, the young kids out back and the teens downstairs as they are here, and the helpers that are with them and sharing the gospel with them. Father, I just pray that they will realize their need for a Savior, that they will come to you, give their lives to you, turn their heart over to you. Father, we know that you need to move in their lives for this to happen, but we just pray that they will be receptive. Father, help us to be ready to give an answer to those that we come in contact with every day. Help us to always be ready to share your gospel, share our story as to what you've done for us in our lives. Father, we just need to be that light and that salt in our community. We need the people that we come in contact with to be able to hear the gospel. Help us to be a people that when people see us, that they will be inquisitive, you know, that they will, that we will give them a desire, that we will give them a hunger to want to know what we have that they don't. So often I'm afraid we just let the cares of this world bog us down, and we're no different than anybody else in the crowd. And Father, help us to be above that. Help us to, you know, live realizing that we have that Spirit of Christ in us, and that we can at any time just stop and talk to you, bring our request to you, have conversation with you. And Father, I just pray that you will really help us to be able to pursue that in this coming year as a church, to be that witness that we need to be. Father, I too want to pray for our pastors, that you would continue to keep them safe, keep that protection around them and their families, give them the strength and energy they need to continue the ministry. Be with us as a congregation to be supportive for them, to let them know that we really appreciate them and we are praying for them. And Father, I just ask your blessing on this congregation. Thank you for these folks that are here tonight. Thank you for this time of prayer that we can have, where we can just bring our request to you, be able to share what's on our hearts. And Father, I just ask now you be with Don as he brings the Bible study, that he'll just be able to speak the words that you've brought to his heart, and be with us as the congregation, that we'll be able to learn from it and take it, that knowledge with us, and be able to use it possibly with somebody that we come in contact with this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.